over to the livestock side. Aaron, is there any chance we're going to see these cattle? Are they backing off from the record highs we've seen as of late?
We've had an extreme rally here the last couple of days. No real news there to cause that, except for feeders really being the driving force here. So you've seen cash feeders continue to be strong. The prices in beef have not really come up enough to allow for this increase in futures. So they have come up, which is giving the bulls something to go for, but we haven't had any cash trade. We won't have any until late in the week. So you may see this rally kind of steady right now today. We did make some new highs in the February contract today, but we've backed off a little bit since then. So we're going to have to watch this. I think it will depend on cash trade late in the week with cattle as to what ends up happening here, because these futures are trying to get that cash trade to increase, but if that doesn't happen, then we're going to have to relinquish some of that we've gained this week.
Are you looking at the cash numbers, though? Such talk of a Thursday, Friday sales just kind of has turned into a typical pattern right now.
Exactly, and what that's going to cause is cattle are going to be getting heavier weights. That's going to be coming to these packers. Beef prices, domestic demand has slowed, obviously, but our exports continue to be strong, and that's what's really pushing us forward here. So it's tough to say that you should see a big drop in these cattle, but it's also tough to justify a reason for them to go higher while the packers continue to be in the red. That just seems to get worse as these future prices go up, and they have to extend, what they're going to pay on cash. So it's just this cat-and-mouse game that continues where they hold off and hold off and hold off until they absolutely have to, and then purchase hand-to-mouth.
Are we seeing that kind of going on in the hogs as well?
What you're seeing in hog market, I would see a little bit more spillover buying is what you saw yesterday. There has been some cash hog price increases, but the problems with hogs right now is that we're getting into a seasonal time frame now where supplies are getting better. Cash hog prices are kept in check by poor packer margins, so I guess I would expect, unless this continues with cattle and you continue to see some spillover buying, that hogs are going to be on the defensive, especially if cash hog prices are starting to soften.
Anything else you want to add, Aaron?
I think as you look at these markets today, obviously everything's being led by soybeans right now. Corn is having a really tough time getting out of this range that it's in. So if it can get led up by soybeans in this continued export business, then I think we could make some better prices for old crop corn there. We'll just have to see if these continued export numbers for soybeans. Corn's also going to wait on its export numbers tomorrow to see if that continues. Wheat, again, is going to be the laggard here, as some more news came out with wheat this week from Australia and them predicting another record crop as they about end up with their harvest being done here. So that's some more supply onto that already huge supply that we have.